This is Trivia Friday. The number to call with your question or your answer to a question is 888-589-8840. Now, back to more Trivia Friday.
Hey, welcome back, everybody, to Trivia Friday here on American Family Radio. I'm Tim Wildman with Ed Vitagliano. J.J. Jasper has left the building.
And speaking of J.J., can I mention that he will be at Riverview Baptist Church in Savannah, Tennessee.
I think he's walking there. That's why he had to get started.
This Sunday, he will be at Riverview Baptist Church in Savannah, Tennessee, Sunday morning at 10 a.m. He'll be doing the preaching. And then 6 o'clock, there'll be a Thanksgiving meal, which is free. Afterwards, a night of comedy and inspiration on Sunday night. Riverview Baptist Church in Savannah, Tennessee.
For any of JJ's speaking engagements or to invite him to your event, where do they need to go?
That great question, Tim. JJJasper.com.
Okay. Jeff is on the phone with us from Iowa. Jeff had correctly answered the riddle. The riddle that he answered is, what never asks questions but receives a lot of answers, and I have telephone. That's the answer. Telephone. Jeff said answering machine. Basically the same thing. Jeff, all right. What's your question for us?
Well, I think this is probably a question that would have been for JJ, because he's the pilot among you, isn't he?
Yes, that's true.
Okay. So-called.
Anyway, we'll go ahead and do it anyway. A couple of months ago, I think you guys asked a question about the name of the airplane that Buddy Holly crashed in, and it didn't have a name, but it did have a brand and a model. Do either one of you guys know that?
Now, wasn't that up near,
It was in Clear Lake. Clear Lake's the place of the last concert that they played.
Okay. Hmm. I remember reading about that. And wasn't that in the winter?
Yes, it was. Yeah. February.
What? I have no idea.
No, we don't know.
What make and model
Cessna?
Of airplane?
Cessna? No.
Is that the final answer?
That is.
Okay. No, it was a Beechcraft Bonanza.
A Beechcraft Bonanza.
Now, it was three... Was that in the 50s or 60s that that happened?
It was 59.
Okay.
Is that the kind of thing that puts a make and model like out of business, or is it just considered by people who buy planes as being just a fluke? I'm asking you, Jeff.
That didn't put Beechcraft out of business, no.
Okay. No, they're still around today, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
All right.
So
Beechcraft.
Was it? It was a Buddy Holly. Who were the other? There were other two.
Buddy Holly, Richie Valens, and the Big Bopper.
Okay, those are the three famous singers that were on tour together. I guess.
Man.
Anyway,
correct.
Hey Jeff, thanks for calling. Jeff. You're listening to Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. Didn't mean to cut Jeff off there. It sounded like he had something else to share, but we had already disconnected the phone line. We go to Carol now in Mississippi. Hi, Carol.
Hi.
How are you today?
I'm good. How are y'all?
Doing wonderful.
I'm doing great today, Carol. Thank you for asking.
Carol cares.
I listen to you all the time, and I've never called in before.
What
really?
Part?
This is your first time?
That's what that means.
I'm 78 years old.
Here's your sign.
I'm 78 years old.
And you're how old or young?
78.
78.
You don't sound a day over 74. I'm telling you, Carol.
No, she sounds like she's 50.
I'm just teasing. Hey, where do you live in Mississippi, Carol? Where are you from?
I live in Brandon. Actually, I live out at the reservoir.
Okay.
Reservoir that they're getting ready to drain.
Why are they going to drain that?
They have that salvia grass that's growing out of control.
Oh, so they got to
drain the whole reservoir?
They're going to lower it.
Okay. Oh, drain. Okay.
Oh.
That's the Ross Barnett Reservoir just outside of Jackson.
Right.
What you're talking about.
Right. In Brandon. Yeah.
Yes.
We have a Brandon mailing address because they didn't know what to do with us because we're really not Brandon.
You are, but you're not. Okay. Gotcha.
We are, but we're not. We are.
Hey, well, do you want to ask, answer, or both, Carol?
Well, my husband and I were questioning the answer about who was the tax collector.
Okay, you want me to repeat that question?
No, I know it, but you can repeat it for people who didn't hear it.
Okay, well, which question do you want to answer?
The one about the tax collector.
Oh, okay, all right. Here is the question, again, like Carol said, for those who have not heard it. Who among Jesus' disciples was once a tax collector? This is one of JJ's questions.
Okay. Well, you know, my husband went to Bible school, and he says it's Matthew, and I say it's Nicodemus, so I'm going to go with his answer, Matthew.
And that you were wise to do so. Matthew is correct. Nicodemus was, Nicodemus was a disciple. He was not one of the 12 apostles, but technically be a disciple, so that could have been. But I don't think that Nicodemus was a Pharisee. I don't think he was a tax collector, but... Certainly played a part there in the New Testament.
Who was less thought of in that time period?
Tax collectors were hated.
Even more than Pharisees?
Oh, yeah.
Even more than Pharisees, and probably even more than like
what
IRS agents
now.
What
if you had a bivocational Pharisee who was a tax collector during the week?
I don't know.
I bet he wouldn't have any friends.
No, oh no, if he was both? Yeah, mm-hmm. that's pretty tough duty. He might not even find a woman to marry him.
Yeah.
at that stage. But
Carol, give us y'all a trivia question.
Yeah. Okay, I just want to say y'all are the first thing I do in the morning before I make coffee is turn your station on.
So wow!
Thank you.
We love you. Yeah.
Thank you so much, Carol.
I want to ask. Yeah, I want to ask, where is Ulysses S. Grant's Presidential Library located?
Ooh, Ulysses. Oh,
that is a good question. I'm trying to think. He was from.
You're gonna hate yourself when you know the answer.
I want to say he was from the state of New York.
New York.
He was. Yeah, he was.
So he was from the state of New York. I got his birthplace and
that's good.
Where he grew up.
I didn't know that.
Mm-hmm. But where is his presidential library? Is it somewhere in New York?
No. Oh. You're gonna hate yourself when I tell you.
Oh, really?
I already hate myself, Carol.
Yeah,
so
for eating a donut this morning when you weren't supposed to. I don't know, Carol. What's the answer?
Starkville, Mississippi.
What?
Yeah.
The Ulysses S. Grant Presidential Library is in Starkville?
It's in Starkville. My husband and I, we've never been to Starkville before. We've been here 50 years in April, and we drove through Starkville, and there was a sign. The directions to Ulysses S. Grant's Presidential Library. And I told my husband, I said, I can't believe this. I mean, it's unbelievable.
So you went there? Did you go there?
No, I didn't have time to go there, but it was an official sign.
Huh. Wow. Oh, we have a presidential library within.
Yeah, I didn't know that.
An hour and 15 minutes.
I didn't know that. I've lived here my whole life. So somebody needs to get busy with the promotions right there.
Yes,
for that.
Exactly.
Well,
right.
I couldn't believe they picked Ulysses S. Grant to come here, I mean, to be here in Mississippi, as much destruction as he caused.
Well,
but that's what it said.
Interesting. So, hey, thank
y'all
you.
Look it up.
Okay,
all
we
right.
will.
Thank you, Carol. Have a great weekend, you and your husband. Should we do our questions again?
I think we need to.
Because I'm going to do mine and JJ. He has two remaining. Here are mine. I have three remaining. In Vermont, when serving apple pie, a state law requires that a good faith effort must be made to include a scoop of vanilla ice cream. Is that true or false?
It ain't true. It ought to be.
What?
What I'm saying?
Yeah, oh, absolutely. I don't eat apple pie without vanilla ice cream. Just forget it.
Yeah.
All right. We go from that food to this
What's
food.
Your favorite kind of ice cream brand?
Brand?
Do you have a brand?
Yeah, I don't really have a favorite brand. Mint chocolate chip is my favorite ice cream, but I don't have a favorite
Breyers brand. Breyers and Blue Bell.
Oh, yeah. Those are probably Blue Bell if I was going to
I'm talking about the vanilla bean.
Oh, yeah. There. That's good stuff.
Breyers. Yeah, Breyers. A good Breyers ice cream.
Make your day.
Well, it'll cause you to have a moment of silence. just to thank the Lord, you know,
yes,
Lord above.
That's right.
For that.
Some good food.
For that taste bud extravaganza.
Yeah, we didn't have to have taste buds. God could have made us without
duly
them.
Noted, and what a boring life that would
that
be.
That sure would.
Of course, a lot of people would be thinner, but
yes, that's true.
That's another story.
All right, second question. What food forms the main diet of the giant anteater? And question number three, for me, what breakfast cereal was Sonny the Cuckoo Bird cuckoo for? Here are JJ's two remaining questions. How long did the first Thanksgiving last? And then a multiple choice question. What is, generally speaking, the heaviest breed of bear? Is it the polar bear, the grizzly bear, or the black bear? Those are the questions on this side of the studio, Tim.
I just have one left here. What kind of food do mummies like to eat? That's all I'm asking.
I don't have that's a riddle. I don't have an answer for that, but I can't wait to hear it.
There is a good answer to this riddle I have. What kind of food do mummies like to eat? I saw this on the Travel Channel.
Did you really?
Or it was Discovery Institute or something like that. What do they call that?
Discovery Channel.
All right, Kathleen in Arkansas is up next. Hi, Kathleen.
Hi.
Thanks for holding. So how long have you been holding?
Oh, just for about maybe 10 minutes.
Okay.
But I've been trying to get through for a long time.
Well,
all right.
Thank you for your persistence, Kathleen.
And don't be jealous of Carol, who just tried one time today and got on. That's just kind of
my goodness.
That's the strange thing. Sometimes people will say, "Just my first time trying to call," and then others will say, "I've been trying for 4 months." And
my husband for months has been trying to get me to listen to your station. He just goes on and on and on about you guys. And today I finally did, and hey, I got through to you.
Well your husband has good taste.
He's a good man. I tell you what, Kathleen. You don't have to tell your husband this. We're going to send you a free T-shirt, right? And you give that to him on Christmas morning.
You know what?
What?
I know he's listening, so I'm sure he's bouncing around in his truck right now.
Oh, wow. Well, I don't know. Package it like in 6 different boxes.
I'll do that.
Okay, so he won't know. All right, so Cindy's answering the phone for us today, and she's going to get your address. We're going to send you a free T-shirt for your husband, who's our best promoter there in Arkansas.
Yes, that's right.
Ask, answer, or both, Kathleen?
How about both?
Which one do you want to answer?
Well, Carol took mine that I wanted, so I'll go with Sonny the Bird.
Okay, here's the question. What breakfast cereal was Sonny the Cuckoo Bird cuckoo for?
Cocoa Puffs.
Cocoa Puffs. I'm cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs.
Is that still a commercial?
I don't know.
I don't think so.
Yeah, it's been a long time. You know, maybe political correctness said you shouldn't make fun of people who are cuckoo or something. I don't know.
Do you know I saw a commercial the other day that I have not seen in years and years, and I don't know why I have it, but it was the Magically Delicious.
Oh, the Leprechaun Lucky Charms?
Yeah, the Lucky Charms Leprechaun. And I hadn't seen that in forever, but that's been around for what, 40 years?
I will say this. I remember when Lucky Charms came out because we were living in San Diego. My dad had moved the family to San Diego. He loved to take the family to different places. He had gone on a business trip to San Francisco. They had just come out with Lucky Charms. He woke us up, myself and my two sisters, when he got back in, so we could try out this new cereal, Lucky Charms, that had come out.
You remember that day?
I can remember it because it was awesome. We got to stay up late and eat a new cereal.
Yeah,
and it was Lucky Charms.
Leprechauns, they're about the only group of people left that you can make fun of.
that's true. And well, they deserve it.
They haven't unionized.
Well, they deserve it. That's Lucky Charms.
Kathleen, what's your question?
What town and state was Jesse James' brother, Frank James, tried in?
All right, repeat your question now. What state, what now?
What town and state was Frank James tried in?
That's Jesse James' brother.
James' brother. I'm going to guess it's in Arkansas. Is that right, Kathleen?
No.
Oh, okay. So sometimes we kind of, people are trying to trick us and it's something in their home state.
Yeah, that's why.
I have no idea on this.
Are you related to the James family?
No, but I went inside to get my tires changed and there was everything all over the place. And I asked a question and they looked at me like I was dumb. It used to be a courthouse.
Oh, where you mean where this is? I don't know.
I have no idea.
Where is it?
It's in Gallatin, Missouri.
Gallatin, Missouri.
It's a museum?
No, it's just a place of business where you bring your car in and they'll change your tires and give you a checkup.
Okay.
And so that used to be the courthouse?
It sure did.
Huh.
A courthouse converted into a
tire store.
Tire store. I've never heard of that before.
Wow.
That's being resourceful right there.
It sure is. Talking about recycling. All right, Kathleen, do not hang up, please. We're going to put you
on hold. Hang on, Kathleen. Help is on its way.
Help is on its
way. I'll be there as fast as I can.
We'll get the information from you and send your husband a free Trivia Friday Learning University T-shirt. And I'll tell you this, Kathleen, if you continue to listen for 6 months and you call in and you tell us honestly that you can continue listening to AFR, we'll send you a free T-shirt.
Like 6 months continuously?
6 months
like,
continue.
Like a telethon?
No.
Oh.
She can just, did we put her on hold? Okay, I got her on hold here. Here we go. All right.
All right, let's go to the next call.
All right, let's go to Texas, and Kenneth is on the line. Kenneth, welcome to Trivia Friday.
This is Kenneth. I was going to do both of them.
Okay, which question you want to try to answer, Kenneth?
Y'all already done me in on that one there about Matthew being a tax collector. I'm going to go the giant anteater.
All right, sir. What food forms the main diet of the giant anteater?
That booger ought to be eating ants.
What's the answer?
What did you say?
Ought to be eating ants.
That is not correct.
Ants?
It's not.
Yeah, and I knew that would throw people. The giant anteater does eat ants, but that is not the main diet of the giant anteater. So, but you have narrowed it down significantly, I think, for the next caller. Good guess. It's the most obvious thing that people would answer, but it is not correct.
Is it broccoli?
Okay.
It's not broccoli, no. Okay. What's your question for us, Kenneth?
I'm going to ask you what Harry Gilbert was famous for.
Who Gilbert? What was first name?
Harry Gilmer.
Okay.
Junior.
Okay. What field of was that in?
Pardon me?
Was that like sports or movies or history or what?
That's sports.
Sports?
Not talking about Kilmer, is he? Did he say Kilmer or Gilmer?
Harry Gilmer.
Gilmer. He's saying Harry Gilmer.
I've never heard of him.
I'm not familiar with him. Well, tell us what story there.
You ought to know that booger. He was halfback and quarterback for Alabama, and he was famous for jumping fast.
Oh, okay. I just looked him up. Yeah, okay.
Harry Gilmer. So he was the first one to do that jump pass?
Jumping pass, yes. Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah. And,
I know when I was in high school, we always joked about doing a Harry Gilmer pass.
Huh.
Okay, yeah.
And that was a jumping pass.
Well, I'm looking at pictures of this. That guy could ever more jump. I bet he could dunk pretty easily. Oh, that's
like he's 3 feet off the ground.
Pretty amazing.
The Detroit Lions and one of the other football teams.
Played in the 40s for Alabama and then played professional football, I guess.
Yeah. So,
all right.
All right, Kenneth.
Thank you, brother.
Thank you so much. Appreciate it.
A little college football history
right
there.
Yeah, I remember that the jump pass. I didn't know that
he was the one that invented it.
Feller was the first one to do it.
Yes.
Good for him.
His name is Harry Gilmer. You can look. Well, I don't know what year. This says 1926. So I don't know. Maybe it was before the.
Oh. Well.
So anyway, you're listening to Trivia Friday here on American Family Radio. We've only got 5 minutes left. Don't you think we've repeated our questions enough here?
Oh, yeah. Okay. We'll just go back to the phones.
Go ahead.
All right. We go back to Mississippi, and Mandy is on the line. Mandy, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Hi.
How are you, Mandy?
I'm good, and y'all?
We're doing great. Do you want to ask, answer, or do both?
I'd like to answer two of them, if I may.
Well, you can only answer one, so you got to pick one. Which one you want to try to take a shot at?
I'd like to tell you about the anteater.
All right. Let me ask the question. What food forms the main diet of the giant anteater? And you said termites?
Yes.
That is correct.
All right.
Yeah, that's the kind of a surprise because the name says anteater, and they do eat ants, but termites forms the main diet of the giant anteater.
Have you ever seen one of those?
Yeah.
Out in the wild?
Well, not in the wild. They don't live in this country.
Yeah. Nowhere in the U.S.?
No, I mean in zoos and stuff they might be.
But where do they live?
I think they're South America.
Okay.
And that's what I asked last week or the week before. The giant anteater is strong enough and powerful enough, and its claws, front claws, dangerous enough, it can kill a jaguar with one blow, although jaguars usually kill it. But they're very dangerous.
I didn't know that.
They stand up on their hind legs. They can kill a man. I've just been into, Mandy, just been into learning about giant anteaters.
Right.
You know, kind of.
We all go through phases
in
our lives
where
things strike our fancy and we just.
They don't get much respect, you know.
Yeah, so, I mean, I've known other people get into giant anteater history.
Sure, yes.
You know, spend a year or two reading about it.
That's right. Get a doctorate in giant anteatership, you know. Mandy, what's your question for us?
I didn't have one. I just knew a couple of the answers, so.
Okay.
Well, Mandy, where do you live? You live in Mississippi?
Up in Horn Lake in DeSoto County.
Okay. Yeah. Well, we got a lot of listeners in that part of the state. Well, listen, Mandy, thanks for calling, and you have a wonderful Thanksgiving. Okay, we've got time for one more call, and then we got to answer some questions.
All right, we go to Indiana. George is on the line. George, we are up against the clock, so we're going to have to kind of make this fast. You want to ask, answer, or do both?
I'd like to do about three things, but I'll answer the question about the bears.
All right, here's the question. What is the heaviest breed of bear? Is it the polar bear, the grizzly bear, or the black bear?
I think I heard it was the polar bear.
It is the polar bear, and that's
all
why
right,
JJ said
answer.
It's a little bit of a surprise. You don't think of it that
probably because they have to get fat to hibernate in colder temperatures.
What's your question for us, George?
I had some comments. I have kind of a hobby of presidential trivia, and Ulysses Grant was born in Point Pleasant, Ohio. When he ran for president, he was from Illinois, and he's buried in New York City.
Oh,
but it was really fascinating to hear that he has a museum in Mississippi. That's something I had no awareness of.
This is what we do, George. We change the world with important facts and information.
Yeah, that is fascinating.
Yeah. I didn't know he was from Ohio originally. Okay, gotcha.
Hey, George, we're going to have to let you go because we are up against the clock. Did you have a question for us, or was that you just wanted to give that information?
Yeah, I have. If you have time, what country contains three of the largest, or I should say, all or part of three of the largest islands? Let me start over. What country contains all or part of three of the six largest islands in the world?
You're gonna have to give us the answer because we got to go.
Indonesia.
Okay, wonderful.
All right. Thank you, George.
Sorry to rush you.
Here are my questions. In Vermont, it is true that a state law requires a good faith effort be made to include either a glass of cold milk, a slice of cheddar cheese, or a large scoop of vanilla ice cream. I think that's the only question I had left. JJ has, how long did the first Thanksgiving last? The answer is 3 days.
What kind of food do mommies like to eat?
I don't know. I got to hear this. What is it?
Wraps.
All right,
folks.
I love it.
Have a great weekend, and see you back here Monday.